be interested to know your thoughts. You're on the board of the AFL Player Association, and we're hearing about the mental health issues becoming more and more common. It's great that the players have got more courage to come out and say they need a bit of time out of the game. I think it's been spoken about there's going to be some serious investment into that area. How's that sort of progressing, and how does that look like? What does that look like from the AFL Players Association point of view?
I suppose there's a few different things. One, the AFLPA have already done is developed an app called MindMax, which is available now. And that's a great app for guys sort of our age to be able to share experiences, thoughts, what... sort of going on in their head and that kind of thing. And
is it a blog or how does it work?
And there's exercises as well, which are tailored to you after you fill out a few different things as well. So that's one really good initiative. The other one, I suppose, we're going to have to make sure we just do. Well, we have is full time PDMs at the club.
Yeah.
I know there might be look at full time sports psychs for each club and that kind of thing. They're sort of referred to. More
so the PDM's the development.
Play development,
and yeah. Most clubs have got a full time.
Yeah, most clubs do now. Yeah. And then I suppose one thing we could throw up would be, as I said, the full time sports psych may get introduced, because it's a really big issue, not only in just AFL but in the broader community as well. But I think a little bit of as well is a bit of education. I mean, I've sort of just learnt over the course of my time. You've really got to invest time for the things that you love doing yourself,
yeah,
and things that make you happy, because the football industry is pretty highly scrutinised, and at times it can get. I love it personally; it's so enjoyable. But for some guys, it can get tiring, and they don't enjoy coming into training. But it's important when you have that time off that you still find time for the things that you really love and enjoy. For me, that's surfing, going down the beach, walking dogs, all those kind of things, playing some golf at times. You just got to enjoy life as well when you get the chance. And, yeah, I think that's probably one of the most important things is have that really good balance of on-field and off-field. Mm.